to teach you, to make you understand the glory and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Ponder, reflect for a moment that Allah Ta'ala created you in stages. Tawran kaza wa tawran kaza. Look at your humble beginnings, a despicable fluid, and then how Allah Ta'ala fashioned you, shaped you, infused life into you. Just think about these things. What were you and what you are now? This greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the glory of Allah Ta'ala is so real, it's so real that it's beyond your imagination how real it is. That is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that if someone doesn't believe in a Rasul, he hasn't received the message of the Rasul, so he didn't believe in him because he didn't receive the message. So perhaps Allah Ta'ala may pardon him. But if he doesn't believe in a creator, in an Allah Ta'ala, then there's no pardoning for him because it's so real, it's so real. Think for a moment, that fluid that was totally lifeless, despicable, not worth anything, and that fluid is lodged in a place, qararim makin. It doesn't just go wild, it's a place and it's lodged there. Then Allah Ta'ala nurtures the thing from one level, min nutfatin, summa min alaqa, summa min mudgha, from one stage, from one level to the next level, to the third level. لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَنُخْرِجُ لَكُمْ وَنُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. Thereafter, when the life is infused and then the passage for the child to exit, Allah Ta'ala did with His glory, with His greatness, how He was developed from one stage to the next stage to the third, until the child was developed with the different faculties, different abilities, different capacities. So you see this with your eyes, then there's nothing stopping you from understanding the greatness, the magnificence, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone exclaimed to Umar radiallahu anhu, the game of chess, right? It's so unique, this game, that you don't find a repeat of the game. You know, someone played now, two people were contesting, right? So then when you play the game again, or you play with another partner, then it's never identical, it's always different. Right? But Umar radiallahu anhu says that more astonishing is the human face, right? Everything is in its place, the nose is in its place, the ears are in their places, the eyes in their sockets, the lips is in its place, everything in its place. But every face is different to the next. Whereas everything is in its place. Everything is in its place. Nothing fell off of, out of place. But there's such a disparity, such a difference, diversity. See the diverse, the unity in diversity. The unity in diversity. Subhanallah. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Now say these words. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Now, it's fulfillment. When you say that word, it's fulfillment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Ar-Rahman, and then after reciting it to human beings, he exclaimed that I recited the Surah to the Jinnat. The answer was much better than yours. Because whenever I came across the verse, بِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, so they exclaimed, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ آلَائِكَ نُكَذِّبُ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. We don't reject, we don't deny any of your favors. Praise be to you. So we're supposed to be repeating these words. When we hear the glory, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, reflect, think, understand, let your heart be filled with that. The glory, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it be filled with this. So you see the stages that Allah Ta'ala takes you from one stage to the next stage to the third stage, and how He then creates a passage for you to emerge, to come out. And then at the age of 1 you are something else, then at the age of 5 you are different, then 10 you are different, then 20 you are different. See the different stages and the different phases that you go through until you have been fully developed. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. In the faculties that Allah has blessed, the highest faculty is the faculty of the mind. There isn't a faculty that I can think of that is great as the mind. For a moment to understand the beauty, the magnificence, the greatness of the mind, so just delete the mind from the person for a moment, just delete it. I ask you, is he worth anything? His magad is not working, his mind is not working. When his mind is not working, is he worth anything? Yes, if he's deaf, he's still worth something. He's blind, he's still worth something. He can't speak, he's still worth something. But if that mind is deleted, then is there any worth? Can you attach any price to this person? Come on, class. Now, these are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and favors correspond with duties. You've got a favor, so there's a corresponding duty. You feed that cow, right? Don't you feed that cow? And that thing provides milk. So you're doing it a favor and you expect a return. You're doing it a favor and you expect a return. If that cow is not providing that milk, then straight abattoir off, right? Your days are numbered, go. Don't you say that? As dear as it may be to you, as near as it may be to you, but the day you cease to function, then you're gone. The dog that you kept as a pet, whatever, right? Not supposed to keep as a pet, or right, as a guard you kept it. Now it's aging and frailing. Now what do you do? Or it saved your life, it did a lot of things it accomplished. But then, so they were asking some of the children, you know, you have the rabbit, Muji, what happened? The child says in his own language, Gujri Gyu. It passed away. I don't know why the kids are rabbit. They don't eat that thing. And then, kya moja? Eat the thing is alright. But you got it there, or khate nahi, or kisi ko khilate bhi nahi. Ya to khud khao, ya kisi ko khilao. Eat the thing, or kisi aur ko khilao. One of the two. Anyway, I can't complain about this thing because our own yard got 3-4 rabbits there. And I see that whole thing, the whole menace, I see. But they're not eating the thing, they're not feeding anybody. Eat the thing or feed the thing, one of the two. So, any favor comes with a corresponding duty, right? From a small thing like an insect, it's got a duty. And as long as it's functioning, then it's got a value, right? That honeybee, right? It's providing that nectar. As long as it's providing the nectar, you've got a place in the hive. And the moment you cease to provide the nectar, then out. You're ostracized, class. So, you've got a favor, but there's a corresponding duty. You've got a favor, and there's a corresponding duty. As long as you are executing the duty, you've got a worth. And the moment you cease to function, then there's no worth. Worth is gone. Now, Allah Ta'ala has given man such a mind, right? If he works on that mind, then لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Then forget the insects, he'll surpass the animals, he'll surpass the birds, he'll surpass the jinnat, and Allah Ta'ala willing, he'll surpass the malaika as well. He becomes the masjudul malaika. See from where? بِمَّاءٍ مَّهِينٍ. This one that was created from that despicable fluid, and he surpassed every creation, went right till the top. He used his mind correctly. When he used the mind correctly, then he surpassed one level, to the second level, to the third level, and then he transcended so high. that the malaika had to bow down in respect for him, not in worship, in respect for him. Tujhe aisi ezaz aur aisa ikram tujhe mila. What a type of honor you've got. Beyond our imagination, you've got this thing here. So when he works and he appreciates and he understands that the blessing has come with a responsibility, then he'll work correctly. But if he's irresponsible, he doesn't understand that the favor comes with responsibility, then he reduces himself, he abases himself, he demeans himself, until it has to be said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Now, to the lowest of the low, when you had been promoted, right, escalated to the highest of the high, but when you've been dropped to the lowest of the low, like hum sharul bariya, why? You didn't use the faculty. Like I said, in this life, if the faculty was used, there is a value. If it was used correctly, then escalated to the highest of the high, like hum khairul bariya, best of creation. Karamna bani adam وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرْيَ الْبَحْرِ. Allah has honored him, transported him on land and sea. It's a unique creation, absolutely unique. You see, this one hand, how many things you are able to do with this one hand? You can tie a button, you can write a letter, you can paint, you can manufacture, you can hit, you can defend yourself. You can sew, you can use a machinery, you can type, you can thumbs up, lot of things. How many things you can do? One hand, but so many things you can do. Show me one creation that can do so much just with the hand. That something needs to be cleaned with the hand. Something needs to be combed with the hand. Right? Any creation can do that. You see an animal now, and that thing needs to clean its face. So the thing will use its tongue. The whole face is, it will clean itself on with its tongue. It doesn't have the hand to clean. You've got the hand to clean. But do you understand now how comprehensive and how beautiful Allah has packed you up? So in that aspect you are totally unique. Then in the aspect of food and drink you are totally unique, absolutely unique. Look again, examine the whole eating process, right? From the point of cultivating, planting, till the point that it reaches your table, all the favors that the phases that it goes through, right? Then the combination of the foods, right? One food and the second food, one variety and the second variety, combination of masala with salt, and salt with rice, and rice with biryani, and how this must be done with quick heat. And this dheeri anch, slow heat, bring it up. Now, who's been blessed that? Then with different type of fruits, make a fruit salad. Then this, nusqikum mimma fi butuniha min bayni farsin wa damil labanan khalisan. This milk that is being produced, that just one milk, and so many products. Just that milk, and so many products are coming out just from that milk. Butter, cheese, milk, tea, coffee, ice cream, name it, it's all from milk. Cottage cheese, patani kya kya cheese, rakam rakam ki cheese. But you see that the combination and the beauty, ye kiska karishma hai bhai? Walakad karramna bani adam. Say subhanallah, but see, look at that. Glory of Allah Ta'ala. Look at the glory of Allah Ta'ala. Understand, reflect, think of the glory of Allah Ta'ala. Rather than putting your mind in all stupid things. Sometimes our mind goes in wrong things or things that are not you're not supposed to be engaging your mind. Our mind only goes, alright, 1 million, 10 million. 10 million, 100 million. 100 million, if this country collapses, then what? This country collapses, then what? We must run through. That's the only thing that runs in your mind. If water goes, what I'll do? Pray, higher objectives. Allah created you for a higher purpose. We don't say, don't take the necessary precaution, but really, you're not created for this only. There's a higher objective in your life. If a child sees a soccer match, and he's thrilled about the jersey, he's thrilled about the socks and the turkey, and he says, you know, soccer is such a great game. See the jersey that you wear. See the socks that you put on, the turkeys, and he's running after that. What do you say? But you lost the plot. This will come with the package, but understand how to maneuver, how to work, how to cooperate until you come to the parlor and score the goal. That's the actual fact. This thing comes in the package. So the world comes with the package. But you, what are you created for? خُلِقْتُمْ خَلَقْتُ الدُّنْيَا لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُ لَنَا خُلِقْتُمْ لَنَا. We've created the whole universe for your service, but you have been created for my service. So understand your place in this whole universe. What's your place? You've been created for us, to serve us. So when you've been created to serve us, you think, am I serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I am a disservice? Am I a liability, or am I an asset in this whole equation? How unfair it will be looking. How unfair it will be looking. One Rum Rahmatullah says it in Parsi says it. He says, the wind is doing its work, the oxygen is doing its work, the sun is doing its work, the moon is doing its work, right? The earth is doing its work, the rain is doing the work. Each one, the task that Allah Pak has set out for it, it's fulfilling. Are you fulfilling the task that you've been created? Then are you fair? How unfair? Each other creation is diligently doing the job. Is diligently doing the job. Don't you see it? Look at the water. It's like one qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the water from different dimensions. Look at it. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You send the water from the skies, right? You know, that in itself is a qudrat. It's a qudrat, or qudrat ke mazahire ko dekho. Look at the qudrat and look at the manifestation of the qudrat. Talk about the qudrat of Allah. Khuda ta'ala ki barai ko bayan karo. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Khuda ki barai ko bayan karo. Talk about the greatness of Allah. Let that thing settle in the heart. So now look at it. Look at this. Alright, what people will tell you, that the vapor rises, and most of the water of the universe is preserved in the ocean. Most of the water, maybe some lake, some falls, etc., but bulk of the water is from the ocean. And the ocean water is so salty that you can't take one tablespoon. It's so salty. For the preservation purposes, Allah Ta'ala has salted that thing so that it remains preserved, right? So the vapor is coming up from the ocean. It's saline, it's salt, right? But as that vapor is rising, is coming up to the heavens, then the saline is separated by a kiska karashma. Can anybody explain this? Can anybody explain this? The saline is totally separated. You prepare a soup or something, right? And the vapor will rise. As the vapor will rise, just try and collect that vapor and see, you will have that soup taste, that chili taste, something will be there. But this thing is coming, it's salt, it's pure salt, and that thing is coming up. When it's coming up, that saline is totally removed, somehow, way disappeared, Allah Pak knows. How it's separated, how it's removed from the equation, that only Allah Pak knows. Dekho. Khuda ta'ala ki kudrat ko dekho. Then it doesn't stop there. Then Allah Ta'ala loads it up, he packages up with all the type of nutrients. Just ask this farmer people, they'll tell you. What type of nutrients Allah Ta'ala packages it up with? Then you ask these people here, I like to talk to these people so they, you learn. You're not living in the farm, but at least you see the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaking to these people. They'll ask, they'll tell you what is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So just ask them, the earth is وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ حَامِدَةً. It was still dry, dead. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. The first rain came in. And there, فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلِيهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ. Everything is springing up. There's growth. Can you see that dead thing? That total dead. But kiski kudrat thi? Whose kudrat it was? That the dead gave it life. It gave it life. Kiski kudrat thi? Kiski kudrat ka karishma hai? Understand? See the kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So, He created that vapor, He ascended that thing, separated the saline from the sweet water, filled it up, loaded it up with nutrients, and then suddenly when it's coming down again, that whole earth is buzzing now. Zukhrufat, there's a beauty over that. Zukhruf is called jewelry, gold and all that. But that whole earth now, it was dry, parched, dead, and that thing became so beautiful. One rain, see the colors, huh? See the beauty, the size, the pictures. Look at all these different things. See, kiski kudrat ka karishma. Can't you see these things? But leave these malls and all that. Go into the kudrat of Allah. Go into some farm. See the kudrat of Allah. Isme kya rakha hai dukaan mein? What's kept there? Yom al Jumwati, ghadat ash-shayatin bi ra'ayatiha ila al-aswaq. On the Friday, the shaitans, they are taking the banners and going into the marketplaces. Now the marketplaces is the place where the shaitans are hatching the eggs, where they're breeding, right? And that becomes an entertainment. I ask, is that the place to go and entertain yourself? Then the worst thing is then, woman I accompany you. Is that the right thing? Do you ever see your nana or your dada, got your nani hand by hand, parading the whole? Darling, you'll have a cappuccino here. You go for an ice cream there. You ever heard that? Your dada or nana must have been wearing a shirt and a pants, right? But here the feature of shame, of sharm. When you hear that haya, said, no, this is not meant for a woman. This is meant for a man. That is also, nowadays, it's not the place to be. Yeah, unless you can't find it at all, then you went there as a last resort. And I say, bhai, isme kya rakha hua hai? Just drop your lifestyle, bring in contentment. See, a lot of people talk about business, do this, do that, bhai. But the teaching of Rasulullah is, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allah Pak, what you gave me, let me be happy with that. Let me be content. So I don't have to run here, run there, do every lot of funny thing I have to do, mix up things and all that, just for the additional 5% of enjoyment. And I must run here, run there, do this and do that. But be content. And wallah, you will find the same type of happiness in the simple food. If you bring that contentment in your heart, you will bring that contentment in the heart, the same type of same food, you will find so much of satisfaction, so much of happiness. That, I think it was a Wednesday or something. So, the family was saying, don't eat too much now, night time is going to be a special. And they meant it, they made mug, you know, for that day, for the morning. Now mug is like the simplest food. But I found so much relish, I ate to my fill. Hey, no, but I'm not going to stop this thing. There's so much of relation finding satisfaction that I won't find it. I don't think I'll find it in a braai or in a biryani. Let me eat this thing here. So, ye khushi dilane wale kaun hai? So he is the one that brings about that happiness. But that happiness is a procedure. The procedure is just bring contentment. Allah, you gave me much more than what I deserve. I didn't deserve this, says Allah Ta'ala. See this faculty of the mind, we have left it. And when you leave out these faculties, then you get deprived. That mind was to think about the greatness, the glory of Allah Ta'ala, and to show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. That was the main truth. In life, you begin to enjoy things when you recognize them. When you recognize a thing, when you understand a thing, then you begin to enjoy, right? And you don't recognize, or you don't have the ability to recognize, you don't enjoy, right? That's the principle. Now look at a example, illustration. A 1-year-old child, can he enjoy a braaifles, a barbecue? Can he enjoy that? So he is not well developed, so he can't recognize the thing. If you have a 10-year-old child, can he understand the beauty of a woman? Can't understand. He's not yet developed. So when he begins to recognize, at that point when he begins to recognize, now he appreciates it. So the step to development and maturity was recognize. From recognition you come to development and maturity. Otherwise physically you will be developed, physically you will be mature, right? But mentally, spiritually, will you be mature? You will not be mature. Now the maturity, mental maturity and spiritual maturity is proportionate to how much you think about the greatness, the glory, the beauty, the gratitude that you owe to Allah Ta'ala, what He's given to you. So much is given to you, proportionate to how much you think of the gratitude, of the greatness, the beauty, the favors of Allah Ta'ala that He's bestowed upon you. How much you think about His favors, so much mature you'll become. You recognize it, you understand the beauty, you understand the favors, you become mature. Otherwise, you are immature. Now then, when you understand, then you recognize. When you recognize, you appreciate. When you appreciate, then you cry. It will bring tears to your eyes. Allah, what I was, such a despicable thing. Allah, you gave me existence. You made me a man. From all the creations, you made me a man. Karramna bani Adam. Then you gave me that intellectual capacity where I could use it correctly. Then you guided me to use it correctly. You guided me to use that faculty correctly. And now, after all this, then you guided me to think right. Now I can understand you, Allah Ta'ala. Tabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. I can understand your favors. I can understand your bounties. Why mustn't I cry in appreciation? Fala akunu abdan shakura. Afala akunu abdan shakura. Aisha is asking, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all your past and for future. Why do you cry? Afala akunu abdan shakura. So it is not only for fear that you cry, for the gratitude, for the favors, for the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, also you cry. You think about it. For a moment, go into isolation, think what you were and where Allah Ta'ala brought you. What were the options that were thrown out? You could have been a monkey, a donkey, or a horse, or a swine. And from all, He has created you in the best of forms. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. From all the creations, can you see the combination of foods? You see the combination of foods, right? The ability to think rightly, to plan, to design a house, etc. Who's given you that ability? Any other creation has got it. No other creation. To take care of yourself and to take care of hundreds of creation, who's got that ability? You got that ability. See, you are totally unique. So when you are totally unique in your intelligence, in your understanding ability, right, then the corresponding responsibility is also so great. And if you misuse this, then the consequence also is going to be serious. Didn't use it. Or you didn't use it how you're supposed to be using it, then the consequence also will be serious. See that? ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. And here, أُولَٰئِكَمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, right? Best. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have honored you. In every respect, in your eating, Allah Pak has honored you. In your traveling, look at it, how Allah Pak has honored you. In such a small, short period of time, one end of the world to the next end of the world, right? Traveling. Communicating within a second from one end of the world to the other end, and Allah has given you the ability to communicate from one end of the world to the next end of the world. Can any other creation do this? So there's a corresponding responsibility. We spoke about the water, right? The beauty of the water. Then, now look at it, He sent it down. Then, فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We allow that water to settle into the earth. Whichever way, but Allah got it settled into the earth. Deep into the earth. It is going from one level to the second level, And as you're going, and you're going, and you find crystal water. Ma'im ma'in, crystal clear water. So he brought it down. Then he caused it to settle on the earth, sometimes in rivers, sometimes in lakes, sometimes in dams, right? Sometimes into the belly of the earth, sometimes in underground streams, right? And a huge, massive quantity of water is preserved in the form of glaciers. So those glaciers are so huge, so phenomenal. The sum of those glaciers are size of one continent. Not just one country, one continent, so huge. Then with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, as the seasons change, gracefully that thing is melting down, coming down to the mountains, and thousands and millions of people. Ana siya kaseera. I was doing a calculation, you know. We think we give a little bit of water, alright, Allah Pak reward all those people. Whoever did, right? Talimi board and whichever the board, they did a lot of things, right? But that is not even a minuscule in proportion to the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Presently, as the world stands, it's approximately 8 billion, right? 8 billion population. Minimum, just try and multiply the mathematics, right? So each person is using approximately 20 liters of water. So 8 times 2, 160, right? And 8 times 20, right? That's minimum. Whatever the people are doing, swimming and whatever else, right? Swimming pools, all that. You're not counting them. Minimum, each person is using at least 20 liters of water. 160 billion already, right? Isn't it? 160 billion, just mankind is using, right? Then count about the farmers, how much of water they're using. They don't use just one, two drops. How much of water? Billions and billions are using every day to irrigate their farms and all that, right? Then the animals, how much of water they're using? Insects, how much they're using? Birds, how much they're using? If you want to add all the different creations, right? Then you'll come to approximately 1 trillion liters. So Allah Ta'ala is providing 1 trillion liters of water every day. 1 trillion of water. It's beyond your imagination. So much. And we didn't even thank Allah Ta'ala. When Ismail gave some water, Mawlana, what a great thing, man. You know, if you didn't provide that water, Mawlana, we would have been dying with thirst. But Allah Ta'ala provided so much. He's providing, every day He's providing. Do you ever think how much He's providing? And also, do you ever think what are the resources of Allah Ta'ala? وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Anything that you think of, Allah has got treasures of it. He's got treasures and treasures, unlimited. But we send it, in certain measure we send it, for your own good. See, the prohibitions also of deen is for your own good. Allah doesn't take any benefit. See, the traffic officer, right? He's controlling the traffic, right? It's for your own good, isn't it? For your own good. If there's no control, there'll be accidents, there'll be deaths, there'll be damage, right? So he's controlling, isn't it? For your own good. So when there's prohibitions, the Sharia made this some prohibitions, it was for your own good. So Allah has got nothing to benefit out of, for your own good. If there weren't these prohibitions, then I ask you, would your wealth and your property be safe? Nothing would have been safe. So this prohibition, don't do this, don't do this, the benefits are coming entirely to you. Allah takes no benefit, all the benefits are coming to you. So we spoke about Alam taro kayfa khalaqa Allah ma lakum la tarjuna lillahi waqara waqad khalaqakum atwara. Look at the different phases, right? Look at the different phases. And in all these phases, Allah Ta'ala gives respite. The little things that you do, the greater things that you do, Allah Ta'ala gives you a lot of respite. Now look at it. The news come from Ireland and from England, right? This whole week I'm listening. I don't have to, Allah Ta'ala's hukam, I don't have to use a radio, I don't have to use a phone, but the news will come straight, right? So now there's a thing like monkey box. You get a chicken box and other boxes, now you get a monkey box. So all this English, Western, all this media is carrying this news, and the people that are affected most with all these things here is the algae people. Algae people are the biggest victims of this sickness. Right. So when you look at the whole equation, look at it. See, wamakaru, they plotting against the system of Allah Ta'ala. That move away from marriage, get into a same-sex marriage, right? They moved away. So Allah Pak's plan is, alright, ye mere bande hai, unko zara deal de do. My servants, they don't understand, I give them the rope, I give them some respite. But then they're breaking it, they're disregarding my command. Now, let me just unleash one small punishment, let's see. See this, the stick of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't just pull it out straight. He gives you a chance, gives you a break. And when you cross it, now you can't reverse that thing. Unless you go into istighfar, tawbah, etc. Ask Allah's forgiveness. But then, it's so unfair of the world, you know, the world, whoever it is, but it's so unfair of them. Because when this corona thing came, they said, distance yourself, distance yourself, distance yourself. Now this monkeypox came, so do they ever say distance from all the LGs? LGs go one side. Do they ever say that? Do they ever say that? They think it's contagious, all that, say that. But who are the greater victims? Those that are practicing this thing here. So, those that are practicing this or promoting it, do they ever say that, separate yourself, distance yourself, social distance? Do they ever say that? So then why are we selective? Here we said we had one attitude, and here a different attitude. And they're admitting that those people that are guilty of this algae, they are the biggest victims. They are seeing it. The press is seeing it openly. So it must be phenomenal for the press to bring it about openly. Others, they wouldn't have brought it so open. Why they brought it so openly? Well, they see what's going on. And the most surprising thing is that Ireland was the first country to announce it. Now go look at the Prime Minister. Man united there. Yeah, man to man, man united. So these are the first recipients. After seeing the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, you don't believe there must be something wrong. So Allah Ta'ala just unleashed the first series of punishment, and now it is to be seen that فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُسُونَ. At the height of the punishment, they say, make dua for us. But kashafna anhum al-azab, the moment Allah Ta'ala removes the punishment, they are reverting back. Idha yankusun, they break all the pledges and the promises are broken down. You see that?